November 16, page 329. Our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. Psalm 46, 1 to 11. Faith is not the ground of our salvation, but it is the great blessing. The eye that sees, the ear that hears, the feet that run, the hand that grasps. It is the means, not the end. We have every encouragement that if we daily surrender our wills to God, the promise will be fulfilled. And of His fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. John 1:16. Every revealing of the grace of Christ in our behalf is for us. We are to reveal His grace in our lives in thought, word, and deed. Let us not lose our opportunity to speak and act Christ Jesus. We are to represent the mercy, the love, and the power of Christ, the power that He has given us. Were it not for the power received through Christ, we would have no strength. But Christ has all power. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Here is our power, our comfort. Of ourselves we have no strength, but He says, I am with you always, helping you to perform your duty, guiding, comforting, sanctifying, and sustaining you, giving you success in speaking words that will draw the attention of others to Christ, and awakening in their minds the desire to understand the hope and meaning of the truth, turning them from darkness to light and from the power of sin to God. It is a wonderful thought that human beings can speak the Word of God in simple words of comfort and encouragement. The humblest instruments will be used of God to sow the seeds of truth, which may spring up and bear fruit, because the one in whose hearts they were sown needed help. A kind thought, a kind word made effective by the one who has said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Letter 329A, November 16, 1905, to her 19-year-old granddaughter, Mabel.